Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Gosh, hi.
Hi. How are you?
You know, it's great that you asked. Welcome to See You Next Tuesday, which we usually record on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually Wednesday because I accidentally poisoned myself on
you
Monday
night.
You'd
make a terrible spy.
You know, I think in some ways I would be great, but I do think I would be my own demise.
If you needed to be a spy, you'd need to be the one that only works in the office.
No, I want to be in the van.
No.
I want to be in the van with all the tech.
No. No.
Okay, well, I would like...
Here's the thing. You're going to talk too much in the field.
No, I don't want to be in the field. I don't want to be the getaway car. I want to be the surveillance van.
I know, but the van is still in the field.
Okay, you're right. That actually seems a little stressful. Mm-hmm. So I will be... Yeah, I want a lair. Like my own like little lair where I've got like all the monitors and I'm just like looking up where everyone is and I'm like, intel. And then you stalk everybody. I think I'd be good at that. But yeah, Moz had to give me like a lecture when we had to set, when he was like telling me about like the rat. We had like the, I don't know what it was called. It wasn't poison, but whatever you give a rat that like, it's like a sticky pad. So it like immobilizes it.
Mm-hmm.
And he like really went through and was like, okay, don't touch these. This is for the rat. And I was like, okay, whatever. And now that I've accidentally ingested, and now that I've poisoned myself on Monday night, I was like, oh, this is why you gave me this whole long lecture about like, don't fuck with these other things. Mats made dinner. It was so nice. And he made like roast chicken with veggies. And he was being proactive about cleaning the sheet pan that they were on. And he sprayed it with power wash. And then he put it back on like the stove. And I didn't have my glasses on. Not that it would have fucking mattered. I would have done it anyways. And I walked by and I was like, ooh, a Brussels sprout. and I popped it in my mouth.
How long had the Brussels sprout been sitting out?
Probably like a half hour.
Okay. Okay. I don't, when you texted me this story, oh God, I thought it'd been like the night before.
Melissa, first of all, I'm disgusting, but I do have a sensitive stomach.
Look, I don't know.
There's no fucking way I would ever do that.
But you still put food in your mouth.
Yeah, but it was...
You know what the problem is?
What?
You have Brussels sprouts instead of cabbage.
Honestly, this was the payback. This was like, cabbage was like, bitch, you're taking these little puny little fucks. Like, we're going to show you who's boss. And I just like can't stress to anyone who like does not know what Dawn Power Wash is. It's not the same as
no,
the
it's
Dawn
got
soap.
Alcohol. It's got a lot of alcohol in it. So it the main ingredient is alcohol.
And
so
it already smells like the worst. Like, I have such a hard time with the fucking smell already. It smells
different
like
scents. Which scent was it?
Well, all of the scents have an underlying scent of this feels like if someone put this on a rag and held it up to your face, you would pass out.
Chloroform.
Exactly. There's like a chloroform undertone.
Smells.
No, but that just like is the same vibe to me. Like it just has.
It smells like alcohol.
Yeah, it smells like not. It smells so clearly not edible.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a reason why kids were eating Tide Pods. They weren't eating Dawn Power Wash. Like, it's the most potent. I just felt the grease fighting as I ingested it. And you're not really supposed to, certain things, like, you should immediately
throw up.
Exactly. But a lot of the things you're not supposed to, because it's going to be worse. It's bad going down and bad going up, and it can damage your esophagus. And I already have a not great esophagus. But there was no stop. Like, it was just an immediate body reaction. And then I couldn't stop coughing and my eyes were watering. Taking my mozz is like, we didn't pot. We were watching Are You the One? So I just hear Cammy's voice in the background and mozz is like laughing along watching. Like, he has no idea what's going on because like we didn't pause it. So he can't hear anything. And then I'm in the kitchen, like legitimately dying, like two hands holding on to the sink. Like, and then I just fisted a bunch of cookies to try and like mask the taste because I was like, I can't drink water because I kept trying to, and then I just kept spinning it back up. And I masked that, and then I drank water, and I have not pooped in days.
So not only would you make a terrible spy, but so would Mots. And if something life or death was happening in the home with you, he would know. He would not know.
No, he would not know. Like, wow. He would just be like, I thought you were just being you. And I was like, well, yes, but this is it. And then I walked out into the living room, and I was like, so I just want to preface this, like, this is not your fault at all. This is totally my fault, but I just need you to know what I just did. He was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was like, no, that was fully my bad. I was like, but if maybe, like, I'm gonna never do that again, but on the off chance that I do, like, when we put like soap on something and we're not adding water and there is no like suds, let's put it on the counter or like in the sink, because like my brain was just like,
it just came out the oven.
Yeah. And like, he's not like an immediate spray it down with power. Like, you know what I mean? So like, mm-hmm. That was a little, it was a foreign concept. It was wonderful and proactive. But it bit me in the ass. So thank you to Melissa for letting us push recording today. Yeah,
I'm going to have a marathon recording today.
I know. I feel really bad.
I've already recorded one podcast.
Holy fucking shit.
I did pants this morning. Then we're going to do R4. And then I've got another one tonight. So, well, not even tonight. It's at 2:30. So
yeah.
We're keeping these episodes tight.
Right and tight.
Coco texted me and she was like, how the hell did y'all record for 2.5 hours for But Am I Wrong? And I was like, it was actually 3. We stopped it at one point. So
I don't know why we did that.
I don't remember. And it was just like, once we make a point, cut it and move on.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what we talked about for so long.
No, couldn't tell you.
Well, what did you do this weekend while I was poisoned?
This weekend, what did I do? I went to a friend's birthday. So we had brunch in the morning. Then I had a meeting with person at that place that I would like to work.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
Yes. And it was like,
it's See's Candy, everybody. No, that's where I would like to work.
So we like sat and talked for like 2.5 hours.
Are they cool?
Very cool. We had already had like a phone.
Yeah,
chat
like a little
before.
Preliminary one.
It was like for, and that one was like an hour, hour and a half.
Oh.
And then this one was even longer in person. So, you know, making connections.
Making moves.
Yeah.
Girl bossing.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yes.
Yeah, so she's great. And then the second part of the birthday party which was supposed to be dodgeball, but then not enough people RSVP.
So this is where you got the idea for your birthday. And so
they were like, we're going to do it in March. I was like, no, let's just do it for my birthday next month. And then I was like, let's make it a whole field day.
I told Monty, you texted me, he goes, she's kidding. And I go, no, she's literally not kidding. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what are you going to do? I was like, she says I'm going to participate, but I'm going to buy a cheerleading costume from Amazon.
He's coming too. I don't know what.
Oh my God. He's, you know.
I know. He's, and I want the most competitive people there as well.
Perfect. I might pretend I don't know him depending on his attitude. I might be flipping my ring around being like, oh, I don't know who this person is, because
you might not want to bring your ring. It might get a little.
Yeah, Melissa, I'm having PE flashbacks.
This is what it's going to be. And I loved PE. I accelerated.
PE was my least favorite class.
Yeah. Well, book up. Did you like hopscotch? What about Foursquare? I feel like it'd be good at Foursquare.
What's Foursquare?
Where there's four squares and then a ball and you just kind of hit the ball and you try to make it go out of the other person's square. You'd be good at that.
I could be good at that.
Yeah. So, look, you'll have...
I can bring my puzzle table, too, and I'll just sit
there. You can bring that puzzle of the two of us.
I know. I got a puzzle table for Christmas from Monza's parents. Maybe and that's parts. The one I set out. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I'm fucking
Maybe
ready.
Maybe a table with Uno or something.
Yeah. I can also be... I can be a referee.
No.
I can buzz my hair. Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. And I can be a 35-year-old mm-hmm. man who's just angry at everything.
Everybody's going on the honor code. You have to participate in some way. Foursquare is going to be your game.
I will. I'm just letting you know right now, there's no way in hell I'm playing dodgeball.
I figure.
There's just, it's not going to be, I'm going
to. You can be the person that goes to get the ball if it goes out.
I can do that.
Yeah, but there will be games for everyone. Don't worry.
There will be blood.
And that too.
Are you going to do like on different, like everyone, like shirts and skins? So you just have like titties
out?
I
was thinking of having people just like bring two different color. Like we'll have a dark and a light shirt.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Do you have a pink? What color? What do you want to do?
Yeah. Like a pink-ish. Yeah. It can be pink, or I know some people don't have pink. I don't like red, but if that's all you have, then.
Yeah.
And then like, whatever. I'll figure it out. It's going to be fun though.
Bloods and Crips, red and blue. Don't. Did you see the TikTok? Did I send that to you?
No.
Oh my God. If this woman who's.
Oh, the cake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, how did you not see that? Everyone saw that.
I saw it. And then you sent me, but I had already seen it.
Oh, it's funny. You know what I can also do, which I will do anyways, but it will be a perfect out for me when I'm like catching my breath, being like, I can't handle this. I need a break. I'm going to bring my camera and I will also be the photographer.
Great. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and then no one can even be like, haha, look, I'm going to throw the ball at you. I'm like, I've got a camera.
Yeah, that's actually good. That's really good.
This is the mind of someone who spent all of her youth getting out of PE. Mm-hmm. Like, I can...
You're still going to play a game.
No, but I know. I have to have some participation to not mm-hmm. fail to class. Yeah. Like, I know mm-hmm. how this works.
Yes, yes.
But now I'm really I have excited. A female PE teacher, which fucking sucks, because that's the ones you can't lie to.
A little bit harder.
It is. It is. It is. Well, I'm excited for that.
Me too.
Moss will be thrilled to know that he is invited.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I'm nervous.
I got a whole list of people.
How many people are you inviting?
A lot. And then my other friends inviting their friends too, which I'm friends with as yeah. well. So it'll be, we have to have enough people to play the sports. Because they also work at a school. So we get everything for free.
Oh, my! Wait, so where, do they have a gymnasium?
Yeah. It's a private school.
I was about to ask. Yeah. It has to be.
Yeah.
Public school gyms. Mm-hmm. We're not going to let teachers in there. Wow. Do you know when you want to do it? What day of the week is your birthday?
My birthday's on a Wednesday, Thursday, so we'll probably do it on that Saturday.
Well, I can't wait. Yeah. I'm going to pad myself mm-hmm. to protect my body. Mm-hmm. I don't have asthma, but I do feel like an inhaler would be beneficial.
Well, hopefully I'll have one by then.
I hope you will too. That would be good for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Speaking of breathing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of life.
Yesterday... In the saga of first year of home ownership, mm-hmm. I went downstairs to like grab like something that I was going to hang upstairs, and we've got like our basement or whatever. And that, if people don't remember, is what had flooded when our pipe burst, mm-hmm. not our septic tank, but it was
that basement
that waste.
That basement flooded when that pipe burst. But not in a sexual way.
No, no. In a fecal matter way. In a very
disgusting way.
So Mods had, like, that had happened, like, right before we were going to, like, my friend's wedding. And it was, like, a shit show. And that's his office.
Literally.
Legitimately a show of shit. Of poop. And that's Mods' like, it's his office, but it's not. Like, he doesn't even work. He works from home maybe once a month. Like, mm-hmm. if that.
And he was working from home before a little bit more.
Yeah, way more when we let our apartment. But not at this new job and not at the house as much. So I don't go down there a ton. Mm-hmm. And if like we're needing to like move things in there, if we're moving them between the garage and there, like he'll do that. And so I don't spend a ton of time down there. And so I was like going through one of the boxes and I see a bug. And I'm pretty sure it's like a silverfish bug. Which,
oh, I hate those.
Me too.
Because when you kill them, they get dusty.
Uh-huh. And they're just like, I don't weird. Like how they look. Mm-mm. I don't like them. They're just really like pointy and kind of narrow. They're like, mm-hmm. they're like a little skinny little fucks. Like, yeah. I don't like them. I don't trust those lanky bitches. Look at me. I don't trust myself either.
Wow.
And I know that those happen in like kind of musty, damp places. And I'm like, uh-oh, is there like some parts of this that are still kind of wet down here? Like that's fucked. 'Cause that was like June. I'm like, mm-hmm. that we would be screwed. And I move something and I feel it and it's damp. And that was put down there only a month ago. And I was like,
So this is new.
Or it's just
the rain.
Or it was any other kind of moisture that didn't end up getting cleaned up. And like it got knocked into that. So I'm like, this is either in old water or new water. Gross. And I tell him, I don't text Montsalais at work. So I'm like, I don't want to add to the stress because there's nothing you can do. And so I waited till he came home and I told him and we go down. And he was like, what's this? And like moves a box and it looks like the floor's molding. And I'm like, you're kidding.
Is it all silverfish?
No.
I mean,
it's
silver,
just,
not fish, silver bugs.
I don't know why I call them silverfish.
I think, did I?
I did it first, okay. I think. I don't know why. That's why I think they're called, like in my head, they kind look of look like fish.
Yeah.
That's why. And it's like the some of like the cracks in.
No, they're called silverfish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're aptly named because they do look like fish. Mm-hmm. So the bottom floor of our house, like it's not even. So someone in Australia, when I was like trying to describe like what this was, they were like, oh, we call that a garden level. And I was like, that makes the most sense because calling it a basement like is so fucking foreign to me in California. Like mm-hmm. we don't have basements because we have earthquakes and then we're burying ourselves alive. Like there's just not a thing.
Yeah. But and also other areas called them like there's some apartments in Arkansas that they had garden levels.
Yeah, so I didn't know that there was a name for it because it's clearly also not a basement, mm-hmm. but it's not like the first floor of our house. Like it's just one big kind of room and it doesn't have like real flooring. Like it's not dirt flooring. I think I did take you down there when you came to. We didn't go down there.
Mm-mm.
Well, I forgot. I also forgot to show what I was like doing like our first initial house tour. I totally forgot to go down there too. But so it's kind of like not ceramic, maybe ceramic, but kind of more like concrete tile sort of things. So it's not dirt. It's not just the foundation, but our plan is to put like waterproof laminate flooring down there. Like it needs mm-hmm. flooring. Like it's not ready for that. And there's all these kind of like cracks in it, which is normal. And they're like filled with just like white stuff in some areas, not the whole thing. And Mons was like, this is new. And so then we looked up and there's a potential that it's white mold or it's not. And it's this other thing that can happen in concrete, like on floor specifically. So we have to test that and figure that out. But I did wonder, I was like, if that is mold, that could explain why I've like felt extra shitty for the last like.
Oh, because then it's seeping up.
Yeah, because our through the vents and things like that. And so I'm like, that maybe potentially could explain it. And we're also getting our water heater checked. Because not that we think that there's a gas leak, but there's, I don't know if you've ever sometimes laundry can smell like gas, like a little.
I've never experienced
that. No, there's like the mix of like detergent and then like kind of musty air. It doesn't smell like, and I have a really good nose where I'm like, oh, this, if I can smell like this thing's the burner on the stove is like mm-hmm. clicking on, like that I can totally smell. But like sometimes when you're, and we're near our like gas furnace and like all of, like in our hot water heater, which is gas powered and all of that. And then that mixed with the smell of the laundry, which I don't know what, there's one product of laundry that we use that like always has kind of just smelled like a little off to me. And so then we're getting that checked too.
What kind of detergent do you use? Detergent?
It's one of like a all natural sort of things. It's smelling a little. See, there's sometimes fragrance is good because
it
masks the chemicals. So it smells a little odd, but it can also just be, I mean, you know me, I, you know, you do this too, but like when the heat is on, I can smell the heat. So like, aren't sure what, and Motzlo was like, I think it's gas. And I was like, I don't think it's gas. Cause like, I'm pretty sensitive to that specific smell. But we're going to get that checked out too. So I'm not hoping that any of those things are wrong. But if they are wrong and we fix them and then I start to feel like even marginally better, that will be nice.
Good.
You know? Good. So we'll see. But home ownership.
Sounds fun.
You know, it is. I love it. It's just, I wouldn't do it. We went out to dinner with two of Monta, well, they're my friends too, but like our friends who were in town. And she was like, so like, how is owning a house? Because like, I just feel like everything that like I hear like is so fucking hard. And they were house sitting and they were like, I don't want to do it. And mm-hmm. it was also raining in LA and it was like, they're not from here. And they were like, this is awful. And I was like, honest.
It rained on Saturday?
I think in the morning.
Yeah.
But if that was like the first night it hadn't rained and it had been raining that week. And I had told her, I was like,
no, that was Friday.
Oh yeah, that was Friday. I was like, honestly, I wouldn't want to own a house and I wouldn't want to buy a house if it wasn't in, if I wasn't a homebody where I'm spending a lot of time in the house and then like putting all of this effort and time and care into decorating it, furnishing it, doing all of that stuff and then enjoying it, or an area where I know that the resale value would make sense. Because like the idea of like buying a house, even if it's like way cheaper than in like less competitive market than LA, but you are going to spend all of this time, energy, and money putting into the home. If you're not a homebody, you're not going to enjoy the process itself, which you have to fucking enjoy. And then when you go to sell it, every decision that you make isn't necessarily adding value to the house. Like it's a much riskier move. And so I was saying that to her and she goes, okay, perfect. So if we can't buy a house in Manhattan, we'll just, we won't buy a house. And yeah. I was like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's weird. Cause like, I technically do own a house in Arkansas, like family house that we have. And like that, nobody really lives in those houses. We have got some rentals, but whatever. But like when I was growing up, we always lived in new houses. So we never like dealt with that kind of stuff. So it's just being in LA just makes things interesting. Yeah. Makes everything interesting.
And I think the new builds in LA
are not
be,
good.
No, yeah, they're not.
They all look the same, first of all. And then second, they're just built out of very cheap material.
It's horrific. Mm-hmm. I did see on TikTok, Bend, Oregon. Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Love it. Gorgeous. They hired, in a new build development, they hired like five or six different architects, or maybe even more than that. And it's like this whole block area, whatever you call them with all the new houses when there's
like a subdivision?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Yeah. And they hired different architects to do the houses, all in different ones in different styles. So it's all brand new houses, but you would never know.
Yeah.
And like, they're gorgeous. And I was like, oh, wow.
Because usually for a subdivision, the builder does all the houses like for that subdivision. Okay. So that's why they all look the same. That's like every place that has new places. They just like the builder for that area builds what's in that subdivision.
Huh. Yeah, we didn't have that growing up. We had like, the only thing that I remember where the houses all looked the same was like a gated community kind of thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. So that's the same. That's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this was like really pretty and really cool. And I was like, oh, wow. You know, I would not have such a disdain for new builds as much as if they did them like this. But Bend, Oregon's also not cheap. So I'm assuming
that gate is hard to close.
Oh. It's very hard to close. I'm assuming that they're not easily accessible, because the builder grade thing is the cheapest, and that's why they always do that. But you know, I'm loving it. We're also planning on painting the living room. I'm like, that's I think kind of might be one of my next things that we're gonna do.
What color?
I want to do like a light pinky peach color. I just think it'll look nice, and I don't want just plain white because I just think it'll
look at you evolving.
No, bitch, I'm fucking bursting out of my cocoon. Like I'm so evolved. Like I'm fucking ready for, like, I want to do like greens and shits and all of that kind of stuff. But for our living room, we have such nice windows there and it kind of opens up into everything. I still want to keep the color really light. And because we have so much greenery, it makes the whole room look sickly green, even though it's like an off white. So if we do like a peachy pink, it will then counteract the green. So in the times where the light like looks weird, it'll at most look white, but it's not going to look kind of pukey, which it does right now. But I'm fucking excited. Got to get that done. And then we're also getting our electric panel upgraded.
That's what I'm most excited about for you.
As someone who is wearing two pairs of socks right now, and when putting on my Birkenstocks today, literally audibly went, ow, because of the chilblains, whatever. The little blister, the little cold blisters on my feet. I am also excited. And we did some calculations, or Mott's is doing the calculations, because I told him, I was like, here, sir, finance man, do some math. And this is what our current electrical panel's at. Here are some options for some small space heaters. What could we do? And what would we need to unplug to do that? And so he says that he thinks we can even get like a small one even before We do that.
Nice.
So we will do that as soon as possible, because yesterday I was wearing a down jacket underneath my wearable blanket that you got me. And I have no issue with it. Like, I'm also numb. So I'm just
like, you should do it the other way, the opposite, the wearable jacket and then down on top, because down holds the heat in.
Well, I was wearing three shirts underneath. Oh. And then, so it was holding that heat in. And then the big, because that one also helps like the thigh, that whole, like any That's exposed true. Areas, even when you tuck things in. And I'm fine. Like I can handle the cold. Like I'm very much okay. But then Mots came home and he was like, I'm miserable. And he just like puts on a jacket. And I go, oh, we need to get a space heater for you because you're not willing to wear 15 shirts.
But it's also, he's going from a different temperature. Like,
oh, it's so much worse when that happens.
Yes. You're constantly in that. Mm-hmm. And he's warmer and then comes home and then cold.
I didn't realize how bad that was until we went out to dinner on Friday night, and I was like, okay, let me change into out of my clothes. But my clothes were like, that I was wearing were warm to the touch, and then I was gonna have to put on my clothes that were cold to the touch. And I was like, how? No, like that's just like, fuck that. And now that makes sense that yep. is what he's experiencing. Mm-hmm. But I like it. It wakes you up. I will take it any day over the fucking heat.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I, you know, come 9 o'clock, my temperature, my air is down to 62 degrees. The other day it was like 59. So
that's why cold breeds comedy.
I can't sleep without it being hot. I mean, cold.
Ghosts aren't going to come.
Right. They like coldness.
C-U-M and mm-hmm. C-O-M-E. Mm-hmm. They need to be, they're frigid. Yes. They like frosty temps.
They do.
Well, ow.
What'd you just do?
I like startled myself.
But you said ow. That's not a startling noise.
For me it is. No, I like pulled this thing and then my head, and it was just.
Okay.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Did you feel the earthquake?
No. And apparently there's one on fucking Saturday too that I missed.
Oh,
I'm going off of Cammy tweeted it.
Saturday? I don't remember. Maybe. Oh, yeah. There was one Saturday because I was sitting at a table and then I felt it. That one was a quick one. The one last night.
What time?
I don't know because I stopped looking. I'm doing the thing where no blue light after a certain amount. So I didn't want to look at.
But you're going to say I'm no longer going on Twitter when an earthquake happens. I'm like, but then how will you know?
Well, that too. But this one was a rolling one. Like I heard it coming first. And then it was here, and it lasted for several seconds. It wasn't like, it was strong. It was strong, but not like one of those ones that just kind of shock you.
Mm.
And it just rolled for several seconds. And then there was an aftershock. It woke me up.
Wait, oh, so it was in the morning? Or at night?
No, it was at night.
Oh, I don't know. You said it woke you up.
Yeah, I was sleeping at nighttime. You don't sleep at night?
I don't know what I thought in the morning. Okay, 7 hours ago.
But it was at 2 a.m., it says. So I guess technically in the morning, 4.2 is in Malibu.
So not 2 a.m. last night?
2 a.m. as in 2 a.m. 7 hours ago.
Oh. Wait.
So today.
Okay. I don't like that.
I don't know what you mean, but today's date, 2 a.m.
Okay. I called 2 a.m. last night because
it makes no sense.
It's a nighttime. I'm not going to wake up at 2 a.m.
Yeah, but you're still awake at that time.
4 a.m. is this morning.
Megan, 3 a.m. and before. You make things more confusing than they need to be.
I know, it's not a choice. Like, this is just how my brain works. I can't phonetic spellings. Like, I can't do that either. Also, you know what I fucking learned from a TikTok? There's a phonetic alphabet.
Yeah.
Oh, should have really registered what audience I was telling this to. I would have guessed that you already knew this. And so it was like this girl, she was talking about how she has to, when you're like calling the doctor's office and you're saying your name and you're like, F is in whatever. And she was like, she said R. She was like, R as in roast beef. And her mom was like, what the fuck? There's a phonetic alphabet. And she was like, oh, are you kidding me? Like, I had no idea.
They had to do it a lot during the operating. Like, when there was an actual operator that you would have to call to connect your calls. Because of that person. So, back in the day, you couldn't just call people.
What the fuck?
So, I mean, before our lifetimes. But you'd have to call the operator. And then the operator, then you tell the operator who you want to call. So you have to like spell out the name and then they would connect, physically connect you to whoever you like to call. And then, yeah.
That seems like such a great job for someone who's nosy as hell.
Yeah, they were. It was a lot of gossip. I think you never watched it. Fucking Mrs. Maisel, there was... At one point, she had that as a job.
I'm, like, floored because, like, I know that, like, you know, the operate, like, I can, the reference of operator in terms of, like, a phone call is not
recording.
It sounds like, I'm sure that sounds like something I've heard in content, mm-hmm. but I have no, if you ask me what, I would be like, I have no idea. Like, yeah, I thought it was probably a song reference.
Literally,
or something.
Like, the phone operator. They were the ones that connected you.
So it's like at a hotel in a concierge, mm-hmm. and you'd be like, can you, wow.
Yeah. And there were like literal lines that they would like plug it and then plug it into.
See, I would be there for the gossip part if that was my job, but the plugging in.
But it was like one of the jobs that women could have when they were a working girl before they met their husband, that kind of job.
They could work in banks. Isn't that?
I think this was... Maybe before the bank stuff.
Okay. Too. My grandma was allowed to, the rich one, yeah. The poor one. I don't know if she ever had a job.
Yeah.
But like that one.
I think that might have been a little after. Because you could work in a bank, but you couldn't have a bank account without daddy or your husband.
But you could be like a whatever.
Yeah.
You could give money, men their money. You have a lovely day. And you had to be pretty or something like that mm-hmm. too. She was a nasty old woman.
A nasty bat.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I saw a TikTok of some woman who was cleaning her parents' like rental property from like all the cigarette smoke, and I was like, "Oh triggered!"
I saw that. Disgusting.
That was what my grandma's house was like. It was. I remember all of my clothes would smell like it. Like my hair, I couldn't sleep. Like that might actually have been the start of my insomnia. Like was spending like long chunks of summer there. I couldn't sleep there, but I was fine sleeping on the floor of the abandoned, empty condo at my other grandma's house because she lived in low-income housing, but they would have like an empty condo that we would then just rent for the month, and it would be an air mattress and there would be cockroaches, and I could sleep there fine, but you give me that smoke. Yeah, it just, the air is thick,
it permeates. I think about how Smoking in restaurants used to be normal.
Oh yeah, she would not go to a place. Like we would rarely leave the house, but I guess when we were younger, the only time that she would ever like go out to a restaurant, it would have to be one that like allowed smoking inside or smoking indoor, like outside.
They'd be like smoking section or not. And even in the non-smoking section, you could still smell the smoke because it's smoke.
I have a vivid memory of trying to eat my BLT and like not breathe through my nose because I was like, my BLT is tasting like your fucking
hotels
cigarettes.
Hotels too. And remember, you'd have to say that I want a non-smoking hotel room.
Ew. That's like the one thing. I mean, there's a lot of things that I like couldn't fuck with living in Europe, but that's a big one.
That's one thing that they did right here in the U.S.
Yeah.
Getting rid of that.
Yeah, absolutely nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty, 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 nasty. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Anyways.
All right.
We hope you all enjoyed. And,
see you next Tuesday.
Sounds like a good plan. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Goodbye.